Schlingel Evlogison
Epe prosepi statite
Ierine Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to all the Gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember also, O our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Χριστιανοί φρόνε με πιόστενη γομ, κύριε φλογισον εκ των κατά Ιωάννην αγίου, Ευαγγέλιο του Ανανός μας.
Πασίκε ρέια. Up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, Gospel from the chapter of St. John. May his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. From the Psalms of David the prophet and the king, may his blessing rest upon us all. Amen. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among my people, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, for his glory forever and ever. Amen. In the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they had laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooped down and looked in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, on one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus has lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why you are weeping?" She said to them, "Because they had taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they had laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to the Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Lead us not into temptation. In a policy, O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only one Son of Logos, God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through the saving, life-giving sufferings of obedience at the face of his disciples, disciples and saintly apostles, and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. You also now, our Master, have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor and their peace to the new holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my Father, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy. I lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or the wrongness of heart and deed and word from faint-heartedness, do, Master, who knows the weakness of men, as a good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us. Purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strength, and answer to your goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of one essence with you now till times and unto the age of the world ages. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Amen. Alleluia. Doxa Patri. Christos penuti urnde tire nemunant green sub nant green con novene ne voli tok ti tigon in pion in bi asmon in pi amahi sha in amen kasor di to pray to you thank for your father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as in heaven give us this day our daily bread forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Who are Christ Jesus our Lord. Thy and the kingdom, the power, the glory, and the Amen. Then Paraklitun, Amin. Magdana, Kraman, Kram, Magdana, Truslot. Akhti. Allah halalkum, Amin. To pray to you, thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Thank you.
Hallowed be thy name.